The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you for reaching to the nations. Thank you for coming in a mighty way. Adupe, 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 we are grateful. We sing praise to your name. We hallow your name. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we lift up our voice unto you. Jesus, we thank you for this 7 days mountain. Thank you for what you have done. A great work was done. A great and mighty work was done. A terrible work was done. A powerful work was done. Kaliba, Ayeledesia. Can we bless the name of the Lord for appearance on this mountain that the Lord used for us throughout the 7 days laboring fervently, ministering to us? Can we thank God for Reverend Kayo Deoyegoke, Reverend Ellie? Can we thank God for all the ministers, Reverend Busui Olavori, everyone that the Lord has used for us in that meeting? We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for release. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your appearance. Thank you for the organization, the planning. Everything came as the Lord wanted. We thank you. We thank you, no casualty. We thank you for the weather. Even the weather this week responded to the call. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We bless you, our Father. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We are grateful. Thank you for what you are sent to do again this morning. We are grateful for bringing us here this morning. We thank you for your presence, your power, your glory. Thank you because art will be blessed, art will be established this morning. You will confirm your word. You will perform your word in our midst. You will come to us again and again and again and again. You will come to us again and again. We are not tired of your coming. We are not tired of your coming. Oh, we want you more and more. We need you more and more, more and more. Jesus, we need more of you. We need more of your power, more of your presence, more of your nature, more of your life, more of your essence. More, Jesus. Open the heavens upon us. We bless you, our Father. We give you praise. For Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we see Psalm 103, which is a very key scripture for us? Jesus, the great physician of the heavens. Of the heavens. That has been a blessing to us. That is a great physician. The church is an hospital. That's where we started from. How many of us know that? Yeah? That's what Pastor TJ told us. That's the first thing, that the church is an hospital. And that is what we do. And we have all manner of complexes, natures, diversities, things that are in us. So that is why the church is the purchased possession. The church is the licensed place that can administer soul. The church is the only place where liberty is, where freedom is. There is no platform that can help man, that can upgrade man. School is not the best platform that can help. School can inform, but they cannot actually transform you. I think you know that. Amen. School cannot do that. Knowledge is good, but much more, knowledge cannot, that's not a kind of a knowledge. There is a kind of a knowledge that must be delivered to a man that can actually save. Because what is ahead of man? What is on man is more powerful than man. Somebody was saying that the old professor will carry calabash. You don't know what politics that goes on in school. When somebody wants to be appointed as VC, or you want to take a position of a director, carry calabash in the afternoon. You now know that demons are affecting people. Where people go through, all in the name of they want to take a position, you want to become an MD, you become see people that are, they are English, the oratory, the exposure and everything. Suddenly, they just become casual. They just fall. Amen. We just see them begin to fall to the flesh, descend, and do a manner of things. Amen. Just to tell you that he's not a respecter of anybody. So, and that's a little demon. Amen. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. This scripture is a very powerful scripture. When you say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Reverend K was saying it yesterday. That is not your song. Amen. Anytime you say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Or when you are singing, or give praise to the Lord. Reverend K was saying it, that praise is not mouth. Amen. If it is song, then definitely some people have good voice. We can't limit praise to voice. Amen. We can't limit it to that. So he said, bless the Lord. That is what our generation, we are trusting the Lord that will be done in this generation. That a generation can actually bless the name of the Lord. He said, oh my soul, for a soul to come to the point of blessing, that means that it must have worked in the soul. Amen. A labor must have gone to that heart. A labor must have gone to that soul for you to bring blessing to the Lord. That is why I love that song. He said, our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. So it says, our generation shall praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I begin to thank God for what the Lord is doing in our generation. You don't know when Bishop Isaac Crown was talking about that it takes almost 4 years for him to labor for them to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. The days of Kenneth Hagin, you have to travel. In fact, you have to travel years. You go to Oklahoma, is it Oklahoma, Texas? You come back, you go, you come back for you to be filled with it, with the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many days were the disciples tarry before the Holy Ghost came? Hallelujah. So you don't know that what has happened to us is the mercy, even salvation that we are talking about. Do you know before that salvation to just get born again and you are following Jesus was costly? It was not easy like that. Amen. Hallelujah. So, but we bless the Lord for what the Lord is doing also, that you are counted. That's why there is something upon you. There is a mercy of God upon you. Eh? Look at the face of how many people upon the earth. And the Lord has singled you out. And you can hear the word of life. You can hear soul salvation. You can hear everlasting. You can hear immortality. You can hear the eternal God. He's a show of mercy upon your life. Amen. He's a show of God's grace upon your life for God to single you out, to come and be a generation that will bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that is why one thing that is happening is that you are not in church. You are part of the church. Amen. Because the Lord is raising another company of church now. I think you know that. What the Lord is doing now is raising another church in the church. That is why you see this here. Celestia were there. In fact, Celestia was part of the people that acted the drama. So what the Lord is doing now is not about your church. Amen. It's not about you are redeemed. It's not about you are deeper life. It's not about you are God family. It's not about you are eternal life embassy. Because you can be eternal life embassy, carry the label, and you are not carrying the life. So what the Lord is doing now is that he's raising a crop of a believer that will understand, that will journey in knowledge, that will arrive in God. That you are saying, no, God is our hope. God is the Holy One. God is what we desire. God is what we seek. That is the triad of God, what he's doing on the face of the earth. He said, all that is within us, at this point now, all that is within us is not praising the Lord yet. Amen. Because of the enemy has done a damage in the soul of man. I think you know that. All that is within us, we are scattered. Amen. As sheep, we are scattered. We are led astray. Amen. That is why Ezekiel, before that he was talking about to us, he said he will gather us, gathering the outcast of Israelite and bringing them to our land. As it is now, all that is within us can't yet bless the Lord because of the division that is in us, because of the different department, different thing that is inside of us. Amen. You know that this body is more than this. This is our outward casing. Amen. This is our outward casing. You know, Barbara was telling me somewhere there that the spiritual is more real than the natural that we are. Amen. If they take you, when you just go and go for a proper checkup, if they test your blood, they can do 100 tests in your blood alone. Amen. Hallelujah. What you are carrying inside of you. I remember when I had an issue with this, my left ear, and they have to take it to machine, and I was just seeing the hair like this. I didn't know the hair is deep like that. By the time there was now extraying the whole thing, I was like, shetinolochebele. Amen. This thing that is inside of you is a whole body. It's law. That you can raise your hand like this and bring it down. If you know the laws that is at work, if you know the loss, though at work, that you are doing like this, or you can blink your eyes. Because it's not easy for some people like that. Most of the time, what we think is natural is not ordinary. Some of us, we just go to hospital. All those things are not natural. If you know what is involved, the procedure, the law that are involved, for you to raise up your leg, you wake up in the morning, you just stretch, you just do like this. It's law. Amen. What is inside of us? That is why he said that, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of the Lord that you present your bodies. I think we know that this is not just the, we are three in one. Amen. Now, when you hear bodies like this, it's not just talking about church. Ah, let's come together. Amen. Let's gather together. Ah, every church is, let's come together. No, this is not what he's saying. Amen. He said, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies. Amen. I'm still looking at what is within us. Now, we have the spirit that is within you. You are primarily a spirit. Amen. What God gave back to is spirit, because God is a spirit. He can't give back to anything less. That is why he's a spirit. So he said, let us make man in our image and after likeness. He's a spirit. So he gave back to you. You are primarily a spirit, and you are given a soul for earthly movement and every other thing. And this case is just the earthly suit that we wear. Amen. That is why if you leave this earth, if you are going to the moon, you wear space suits. That's the body of the moon. Amen. But for the earth, this is the body that can transact the earth. Amen. So he said, we beseech you. Now, when you see we beseech you is not me, hey, Joe. Ah, please, hey, Joe. Can you? No, that's not beseeching. It's message. It's message. When you see, they need to beseech you by mercies. Amen. That is why I said that to bless the Lord, you need beseeching. It's mercies. You see, plural. Amen. Because the real job is not just that your spirit is safe. He said, I pray God that your whole spirit, amen, until we arrive there, the job is not done yet. We can't glory. Amen. He said, and the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly. He said, and I pray God that your whole spirit. So it is not just that the job will be done in the spirit alone, but rather it will move to the soul and also to the body and be preserved blameless unto the coming of. If this thing is not done, we can't say everything that is within me is bless the Lord. Because sometimes our spirit bless the Lord, but our soul doesn't know what the spirit is saying. Amen. Your soul is just looking like you like this. Do you really know what you are doing? He said, until the redemption of the purchased possession. That is, the soul will begin to go through redemption. That means that the soul will be administered mercies. Amen. Mercies is not Anu Shanua. I think, is it Pastor Thompson that was saying it? Shanua Leni. No, when they are Shanua, is that they are giving you commandment. Is that they are giving us law. And that is what we experience in this 1 week. Commandment. Words. Amen. That is when Anu, go. Because if they give you Bentley, or if they give you Range Rover 2026, it's not yet Anu. It's not yet Anu. If somebody came to you and give you the key of a house, do you know right? It cannot be Anu, because that Anu in the next 5 years will be asking for another Anu again. Because that Anu is momentary. That Anu cannot, is not designed to last. I think you know that. Because the mercy of the Lord shall be built up forever. Anu is everything that is eternal that can last. That is Anu. So if it is not lasting, or if it's not eternal, it is not mercy. Amen. So that is why he was saying that mercy shall be built up forever and thy faithfulness. Amen. Shall thou establish in the very heavens. So we are talking about everything that is. That's what the psalmist was saying. Now it was a prophetic word that was written to a people that will come in the years to come. It was a prophecy that they can bless the Lord. That everything that is within us, spirit, soul, and body, can bless the Lord. The soul can bless the Lord. He said, I'm blessed. That means that you can't bless his holy name if you have not known the name. Amen. You can't bless the holy name. Blessing the Lord is not our. Anybody can say that. You can cram it. But can that soul stay on commandment? Can that soul learn the law of Christ? Can that soul learn the name? Because he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father. That is when you say you are blessing. Amen. Blessing the Lord is that they have tattooed your soul with understanding of names. Amen. He said, with the name of the Father, with the name of the Son, and with the name. Those are the people that can actually bless the Lord. So if you are not a carrier of the name, have an understanding of the name, you can't actually bless the name of the Lord. The Lord will help us in this season in the name of Jesus. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all. I don't want us to forget his benefits. I don't want us to forget his benefit. His goodness yesterday gives me strength for today. I love that song. Amen. We must not quickly forget the benefit of the Lord. Something is happening to your inward man. Amen. You are not the same way that came last week Sunday. Something has shifted. You have been caught up to God. Eh? You have been caught up to God. Something has been added to you. He said, add to your faith. We're going to talk about him. Something has been added to your faith. Amen. Even as you are struggling to even stream, many of us, sometimes we sleep with those, we wake up, but the weight of the Spirit in that meeting have deposited something in you. He said that we should not forget his, what's his benefit? Amen. His benefit is enormous. Amen. His benefit is enormous upon us. Hallelujah. That is why I said we should not forget his, and I don't want us to forget his benefit. What has happened to us? We have tendency to forget. Amen. We have tendency. Because sometimes when meetings, we thank God. The meeting was, wow. Ooh, what did you gain? What's the doctrine? What's the commandment? It now become another thing. We must not be a people that forget. The benefit that we are talking about is the commandment. It's the instruction that came to us. It's the words that came to us. It's the knowledge that came. I have so much blessed. Can we put our hands together for Believers Convention this year? Yesterday, when Reverend K was talking about the double portion, how many of us repented yesterday? How many of us repent truly? Because truly, Tabanika wo. Amen. It's not just hands two of Elijah. He just asking of two, let's just say maybe 20% of 100% of Elijah, of his father. Amen. So we bless the name of the Lord. And it's because of the mercy of the Lord that we have found that we can be able to look there. Elijah asked for the double portion. How many of us have prayed like that? Campus, we need a double portion. And we felt that, Elijah would have even collapsed. Amen. That's terrible. Amen. That's terrible. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So these are when understanding is coming to us, it's a benefit. Because sometimes we can play down understanding. Yeah. What we are gaining is in the spirit. Amen. It's in the spirit. Understanding of the Lord. That is why Colossians 2:2 was saying it, that you can come to the full assurance of understanding. The way you know God is understanding. Amen. Bishop Isaac Prince was saying it. It's not about the big cross that you're a bishop. No. He said the panda, I can throw it away. What is inside of you is the cocoa. Amen. It's the main thing. He said that their heart might be comforted and be knit together in love. And unto all the riches of the what God is doing in a believer is that you can have a full assurance of understanding. That's how they know you're a believer. Amen. It's not your tongue that qualifies you here. What qualifies you is that you understand it. Because the being that we are talking about is a being of understanding. He said, the Son of God is come. What did he come to do? To give an understanding. Anytime God comes to you and everything they give you is outward, they have not come to bless you. When they come to actually bless you, it's when they impact you with understanding. Amen. Oh, you see Jesus in your dream. Fine, thank God. You see angel. But what has their coming done to you? Because the reason for their coming is that understanding can be granted unto you. Did you know their ways better? They say, Moses know my way. The children of Israel knows my heart. Amen. That is how we know that you have been blessed. Is that understanding. And that is why they war with this guy in the Old Testament. Amen. Daniel. Hallelujah. They withstood him, the prince of Persia, because he was touching something in the spirit. And what was he touching? His understanding. That is why in this season that we have, one thing you must labor for more than your daily bread or daily necessity is that I want to understand. Amen. I want to understand you, God. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, who forgiveth all thy iniquity? He said, and that is one thing that the great physician will do for us. Hallelujah. This is our own hospital, FMLI. And every time will come is that iniquities will be touched. Amen. It's that we will come to redeemed us. He will redeem us. He will buy us back in the name of Jesus. So he said that he forgiveth all the iniquity, and who healeth all our disease. Most of the time, believers doesn't like the scripture at all. Amen. When they say that you have disease, it is not insulting. It is not embarrassing. It's a web that Satan has webbed in every man. Amen. When you say works of the flesh, now, even works of the flesh, that is why what is in man is serious. Amen. By the time they are delivering you from the works of the flesh, they need to also deliver us from the flesh itself. You don't know what devil webbed in that soul. Amen. He took the soul on a journey. Do you know how all this kidnapper does? Kidnapper may kidnap from the experience of people that they've kidnapped. The whole place may not be more than two plots, but they will now carry you. Bike, they will carry you. Sometimes you say you are in 2 hours inside the bush. Which bush? Sometimes they are just parabolating the prayer. All those things they are doing is that they can alter the mind. You can't remember. Hallelujah. Have you been to a new city? Where you get to a new city? In fact, it happens to me. Was it last week? Yes, I wanted to go and visit somebody. I knew the place is not far, but I don't know how to. The guy downstairs should pay 500 naira. But inside me, I said, he shouted, you just be pricing things. You're always pricing. Okay, I pay 500 naira. But I've been there before. I know that area. Now, when we're now going, he now went to go and pass a route. Pass. When I now got to a place, I said, I knew this place now. I said, must you pass here? Can't you go and pass here? You understand now? That's the route that the enemy took the soul. And it's not his fault. Amen. It's not his fault because I'm paying for my ignorance. What we pay for is our ignorance. Amen. So that is the route that the enemy took us to. He was just taking off. Amen. So by the time we are discussing the works of the flesh, we now need to discuss the flesh itself. Amen. To look at flesh itself. And don't look at that's not the flesh. You may not be doing the works of the flesh at all. But Paul was telling us about Philippians 2. Is it Philippians 2 or 3? He was talking about confidence of the flesh. You may not be doing works of the flesh, but you may have confidence in the flesh. He said, we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. And have no, it's also a department of the flesh. Amen. Oh, I don't fornicate. Oh, I don't lie. Oh, I don't shame. Go and look at the next verse. But before we know, Koto Shekini, you have already thrown your CV out. Go to verse 4. He now begins to roll out the confidence of the flesh. Amen. So, what we are looking at is that the Lord will begin to bring deliverance to us in toto. Amen. That's why the church is not simple. Amen. He said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has whereof, I might trust in the flesh, I more. Yes, verse 5. He says, circumcise the, and I'm going to mention out the, you don't know the meaning. When you are saying of the circumcise on the 8th day, this was a great deal now. These are deceiving. You can't go to an in-law's house and say you are not circumcised. How will you do that? Do you know how many years it took Abraham to circumcise the people of his household? Circumcision is not small. It's of the stock of Israel and of the tribe of the Benjamin and of Hebrew. It will take Christ to watch you from all these things. Because these are CV that if they give you, you'll be thrown up and down. So I'm just trying to tell us that what the Lord needs to do for us is much. Amen. That is why we can't run away from church. You can't run away. These are diseases of the soul. Now, I think John was also talking about it. He said, who are born, not of the will of man, the will of blood, the will of the flesh. That's another thing, you know. The will of the flesh. Amen. Because flesh is also a willing. It's also willing. Amen. It's also a machine that is constantly at work. In this season, we will be born. In this season, we will be born in the name of Jesus. He said, but born of God. No, second. Born of God. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, and who healeth all thy diseases. He said, who redeemeth thy life. How many of us have been redeemed in this week? That's redemption. Amen. They want to administer these things, they are administration. He said, thy life from destruction. Amen. Now, destruction is not hellfire. But when we talk of destruction, you think of hellfire. No, it's not really hellfire. When we are not meeting up, it's destruction. Amen. When man is not ascending, it's destruction. Hallelujah. He said, who crowned thee with the loving kindness and the tender mercy? This is what we are enjoying in our community. This is what we are enjoying. It's this loving kindness of the Lord that a people can see as they ought to see. Because there's a way we need to see. That is an understanding that we need to have. That is a way that we need to walk. And the Lord is measuring it out. He said, I'll satisfy thy mouth. He's satisfying us. How many of us know that he's satisfying us? He said, thy mouth with good things, so that we are what? Renewed. Like an eagle. Amen. The Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you just give me Psalm 67? He said, God be merciful unto us and bless us. Amen. When they say God is merciful unto us, is that he's giving you himself. Is that he's giving you his substances. Is that he's giving you his life and that you can walk as we ought to walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that we are responding to God's bidding or to God's command. Amen. He said, and bless us. And what? Cause his face to shine upon us. Hallelujah. That face, that is a face that he wants to shine upon us, is the face of the Son of God. Is the face of understanding. Is the face of knowledge. That is what he wants to shine upon us. He said, and that thy way may be known upon the earth. The way of the Lord is not yet known. Hallelujah. He said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so Christianity is not our father's tradition. It is not experience. It is not what you learn. No, they must show. That is why I said that thy way may be, if it's going to be known, it must be revelation. Amen. That is the gospel. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It's that they want to reveal salvation. They want to reveal his way. They have their way. The way of God is not your way. Amen. His ways is not our ways. Amen. So that is why the Lord must help us in this season to come and sit to our bum down to learn his way. That is the issue. To learn his way. He said, upon the earth that thy saving health. There is a difference between to kill and to heal. Daddy was saying it yesterday. Most of what we know in Africa particularly is a doctor that we go to when we sick and prescribe drug for. Oh, you have malaria. Thank God, malaria is gone. Ah, doctor, you're good. Doctor, you're Michelle. But the primary role of doctor is to be a physician. Is that you can constantly stay in health. Is to go and meet a doctor. Oh, this is what you ought to eat. This is what you all ought to eat. This is the water level you ought to be taking. This and this and this and this. That is how it ought to be. Amen. Is that we can constantly does what? Stay in health. He said, thy saving health among. This is what we will learn in this day. Now, when we talk of sickness here, there are more sicknesses than the body sicknesses that we are talking about. It's a soul sicknesses. Hallelujah. It's a soul sicknesses. It's a soul disease. Pastor Favor was talking in this morning. That thing that is not easy for us to make us to forgive. They are inherent. They are soul disease. Amen. That makes it hard. That sometimes we can't let go. That sometimes we hold on to things. That sometimes we do things that we ought not to do. It's a way in us. And the Lord will begin to heal us in the name of Jesus. Please, 3 John 1:2. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Thank God he didn't stop there. He said, and be in health. Even what? As thy soul. So if my soul is not in health, that means I'm not in health at all. Amen. As much as the Lord wants to give our body health, because that's one of the blessings that the Lord did in this year. Amen. The Lord came for our body also. How many of us know that? Don't worry. Everything the Lord has done is permanent. Sicknesses in our body is gone. In the name of Jesus. But in this season, they also want to call our attention to the sicknesses of the soul. Hallelujah. He said that our soul can prosper. I wish above all things that I may prosper and be in health. Even as thy soul. Because thy soul, go, is the main thing. Amen. The utmost importance to God is your soul. What is important to God in all the heads? Amen. It's not the cattle, it's not the cow, it's not the sheep, it's not everything on the head. What is of utmost importance to God? His soul. Life is your business. God is in business of soul. Hallelujah. So your soul is important. He said, what shall it profit a man to gain the world? Gaining the world is not a problem. But don't lose your soul. Hallelujah. So that is why your soul is of, it can live 99 to follow one soul. Is that your soul is more precious. We must begin to say these things. You are loved. Your soul is of essence and of value to God. Amen. That is why he died for the soul. He purchased the soul so that the soul can be saved. Receiving the end of your faith, which is the what? The salvation. That is why 3,000 souls were added to the church. He says, such as should be saved. The Lord will bring salvation to our souls in the name of Jesus. Can you give us the prayer in Numbers? Numbers 6, 22 to 27. He said, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons. Are you part of this blessing? He said, on this wise, he said, ye shall bless. I think you know that you are children of Israel by blood, by the covenant of Jesus. We are also Israelites. He says, saying unto them, yes, verse 24. He said, and the Lord bless thee. You are not saying amen. This blessing we are talking about is not the blessing you know. Amen. This is the real blessing of God. He said, and the Lord will keep us. That is one thing I know, that by the time we are going for next year Bacon, we have increased. I love that song. He said, we grow, we'll increase. We are riding on the wings. So that is why, by the reason of this word, that is why we must not forget. That's why I was saying it the other time. The Lord must help us that we put to remembrance the words that we are hearing so that we can be kept. Amen. We can be kept. Because the world is ravaging so much. It's not easy for men to be kept again. Something is attacking our walls, our security, our defense. Something is breaking them. But by the reason of the gospel, we are going to be kept in the name of Jesus. All these are our children. That is one thing we know, that they are going to be kept. Amen. Because the word they are into is also a problematic word. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, the Lord will make his face. This is your face. This is your face. It will shine upon us. And be gracious unto you. When they say gracious, is that they minister grace to you. Amen. It's that they can minister grace to us. He said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has done what? Has appeared unto all men. Something appeared unto us this week. And it will not just only appear, because it can appear and it will not appear in your soul. But we are saying that it will appear in us. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. And what will this grace do? This grace will be teaching us to deny. Now, this is our job now. We must learn to deny. We must learn to deny by the reason of the grace that is. Because most of the time, after word meeting, there is a whole lot that comes to you to test the word. Amen. That is why we must receive enough grace to stay, to deny ungodliness. He said, and worldly lust. That what? That we should live. This is the way we should now live. We should live soberly. Soberly is not mean that you are not talking to anybody. In the morning you wake up, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. No, it's a life that is temperate. It's a life that is under submission. It's a life that desires the Lord. He said, righteously and godly in what? In this present world. Give me the next verse. After that, what will now happen? We are looking for. We are looking for, looking for, looking for. We are looking. The Lord bless Pastor Larry. He said, "We can. You can't look for. There is a preparation to make you to look for God. On our own, we don't have the strength to look for. That is why they have to send verse 12 to us to prepare us for to look for God. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious. Now, we must come to a point that this thing becomes our daily pursuit. Amen. That this is actually, because they will test us to know what is in your mind. What is in your heart? What are you looking for? He says, seek first the kingdom of God. And it's one thing that must be priority to us, it was so clear in this meeting, is that the kingdom must be our pursuit. The kingdom must be all that we desire. The kingdom must be all that we live for. And that goes to the issue of purpose. They were telling us, what is your purpose? After that meeting, I was not like, what am I living for? If you are not living for something, you will live for something else. You can't be in the middle. It is either you are living for the cause of God or you are living for other things. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord will help us in this season in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you give me 1 Timothy 6? 1 Timothy 6, 13 to 16. 16. He said, and I give the charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. Next verse. That thou dost what? Keep this commandment. Are we going to keep this commandment? We are not responding. He said that we keep. That's the charge this morning. Is that we can be able to keep. Because anything you keep will keep you. If you are not a keeper, it won't keep. Amen. And this is the command that we must keep. He said without spot. Unrebukable. Until the appearing of our great God. That means that something will war with us, not to keep. Amen. Everything that you have heard in 7 days, something will, you know, come to you. Visitation will, you know, come. Experience will, you know, come. Relationship. Things will, you know, put at you. But we must be able to keep what has been committed to our hands. He said, which in his times he will shew. As we, you know, keep these things, they will, you know, show us things in the name of Jesus. He said, who is the blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord. I want to charge us that we must be a keeper. Tell yourself, I will be a keeper. That none of these things that the Lord has spoken will fall from our hands. Because those words that they were mentioning to us, they can be slippery. Eh? They can slip. Hebrews 2 was telling us, they can slip from our hands. The Lord must help us to guide jealously in this season. Our conversation must be well guided. Our approach must be guided. He said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnesty to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen. Because they are tiny words, like a mustard seed. They can slip from our hands. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Give me 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6, 6, 19 to 20. Verse 19. He said, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come that they may lay hold on eternal life. Verse 20, he said, oh, Timothy, can we put our names there? Keep that which is what? Have something been released to thy trust? Amen. He said, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain bambling. Now, when you hear profane and vain bambling, it's not just external. These things are things that goes us within us. They are things that speaks to us from within. Is this what you want to live your life for? Is this how you want to run your life? Do you think this thing is working or will work in your hands? The Lord must help us in this season. He said, something has been committed to our trust. And we receive grace in this season to keep in the name of Jesus. Can you give me Matthew 13 verse 18? Let's just look at the parable of the sower. He said, okay, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. That's what I was saying the other time, that after a word like this, a whole lot of things do come to us. Verse 19, he said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, catch away that which was sown in his heart, and which he is, which receive seed by the wayside. He said, and understandeth it not. Then cometh the wicked one. Hallelujah. Now, we must not allow the wicked one to come and steal what has been released unto us. Amen. So that is why in this place, he's saying that we must labor in understanding. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Can you go to verse 20? But he that received the seed into a stony place, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy. So that means to rejoice is not enough. Ah, this year God came mightily. That conference was powerful. If you go to Turkey, you can't imagine that these are the places that they have worked. Missionary has worked. As much as we are rejoicing, but the Lord must help us to keep the feast. He said, and not with joy receiveth he, yet had he not what? Root in himself. But do right for a while. For when tribulation, so I'm happy to announce to us, they will come because of the word's sake. He said, yet had he not root in himself, but do right for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, by word, and he is what? Offended. We will not be offended in the name of Jesus. I'm just telling us that tribulation will come. Persecution will arise. But for the word's sake, the Lord must help us to be strong in the name of Jesus. Can you look at the next one? Can you look at the next one? He was talking about the different kind of souls, present seed. He said, he also that receiveth seed among the thorns, is he that heareth the word. One thing about this, all of them, is that all of them here, all of them were in the meeting. All of them were shouting, hoo ha, hey, hoo ha. And he said, He that heareth the word and the care. You know, they told us about the care of this word. What did they tell us about the care? We must learn to put them in the proper place. I think they said it. So many ministers thought about care. Because these are the things that affect our devotion and affect our lives. Oh, you want to give back. Oh, you want to marry. Don't worry, the next 1 year, marriages are opening up in this house. Amen. You are not saying amen. Amen. We are speaking based on what the Lord has released upon us in the meeting. But we must not let them take our... In fact, they were emphasizing on children in this meeting. In this meeting. I feel nursing mothers are hearing. As much as what you are doing is legitimate and legal, devil can use it against you. Is it that you will not take care of your baby? Is it that you will not take care of your children? But you can do it at the detriment of your soul. To us, is it bad to go to work? But we must walk with wisdom. Walk with your mind. Don't walk with your heart. Do their work and go back home. All these instructions are simple, but they are very important. Because some men can go 2 months, 3 months, all in the name of they want to provide for the family. They want to provide. Is it bad? No. You have a legal grant to provide for your home. You don't have time for your wife. You don't have time for your children. Because by the time you make the money, it is them that will say, ah, daddy, you have the money, but we don't have you. What am I trying to say? It's good to look for money. It's good to provide for your family. But don't deprive them of the affection and the love. The little time you have, spend it with them. Because they won't see it. It's your primary role to pay school fees. They won't count it. They won't see school fees again. Mothers, the Lord must give us wisdom. It's not easy to balance womanhood, motherhood at all. If anybody says it's easy, it's a lie. It won't be. You get there. All these nursing mother, all these women, children, they will not come for this. They will not do this. They will not. You step there. You will now know the danger and the struggle around our world. But in all of this, we must not ensure that they take our heart. You are a single too. You can be a single and yet you are not single. You can be single and be encumbered. In Kotokoso, we're going to lay 100. What you are battling with is more than 1 million. The Lord must be able to teach us on how to use wisdom with the heart. The heart is not smiling. The heart is not funny. The heart wants to take you totally. The heart wants to take us. We must say it like that. He wants to possess everybody. To trap us. He's a trapping center. That is why I was talking about the cares of this world. We must know that the Lord will provide for your need. It might remain small. It might remain small like this. God will never put you to shame. How many of us are living witness? It will just remain small. God will never. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Or what? No, his children beg. In God, you feel more on here. Is this earth? That, he will, I will do this for you. You will be ashamed. It's a lie. When we trust the Lord Jesus, he's able to provide all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. All these things are not easy. These are warfare that we need to war with. Balancing our work with the gospel. Balancing our family with the gospel. Balancing our career with the gospel. Balancing our so-called purpose with the purpose. Balancing everything together. At the end of the day, that we can see a man that is all complete and perfect. Standing in the will of God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He said, the cares of this world. After this meeting, a whole lot of cares will come. He said, and the deceitfulness of the riches. Shock. Can you see the word they use there? Whole shock. He said, shock the word. Something can shock the word out of you. That means that if they can shock the word, they are strong. Spirits in the world. He said, they shock the word. And it what? It becometh what? Unfruitful. They are spirits. They shock the word. That is why you must also be a spirit. Was it that they was telling us yesterday? The least that we must be in this house. What is a spirit? It's praise or peace. Is that we must be a spirit. When you say spirit, spirit is not the word that you'll be rolling on the floor or be scattering shit or feeling goose pimples. Because the way we understand spirit those days. No, spirit are men that knows. It's understanding. Where is a spirit? It's understanding. When they say you are spiritual, it's understanding. It's not your big Bible. Carry big Bible from now to tomorrow. It's understanding. That is what they want to make out of us. He said, and this word will become fruitful in our hands. That we can hand it over to charity. You don't know the meaning. The word is not yet fruitful. You can hand it over to 2-3 generation. That you can say, this is what your grandfather, just like Timothy, this is what they live for. And it can spread. Give us the last place and let us see the example. He said, but he that received the seed, I know we have received it on good ground. How many of us receive it on good ground? He that heareth the word and understand, that means there is a gap. You can hear the word and understand. The reason for the word is to arrive at understanding. He said, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth. In this season, we bring forth. We will bear forth. He said, some an hundredfold. Even all of them, they are not still at the same degree. But we want to judge, but what you understand? That means understanding as Kedah. How do you hear? The Lord will help us on how we hear. All of them are in the same church. All of them sat under the same ministration. All of them are under the same pastor. Even in the understanding level, some were still 60, some were still 30, some were still 100. So that means that some were 10%. It's not that they don't reckon with those ones. Because they reckon the 30, not the bearer. So that means that if you are not 30, you have not started. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. That will be bred forth in the mighty name of Jesus. They also told us in the meeting, we should not stagger. Just like Romans said, Romans 4:18. Everything that the Lord has done in your body, every healing, it has been perfected. In the name of Jesus. Don't let the devil suggest to us otherwise. I hope you are hearing that. He said, who hope against hope? Is he healing in our body? The Lord has touched your body. Most of the time, when the God does something like that, he begins to bring questions. Are you sure God has done it? Are you sure? Surely, is it genuine? Is it possible? Is it allowed? No. Even sicknesses have been touched. That's why we have come to great physician this year. And the great physician is also mindful of our body. Because most of the time we feel that God is not interested in our body. He said, your heavenly father knows. Bishop Prince was saying it. God told him. He said, I know now. Eh? Because sometimes we feel that God is not. Even gas, to feel gas, God is involved. That your God has suddenly finished. God is involved. Your house rent is involved. God will not leave you homeless. Eh? You are planning wedding. God is involved. You want to get married? God is involved. You want to have a children? Everything the Lord has done, we must stand in hope. He said, against hope, that he might become the father of many nations. And be not weak in faith. I want to encourage us. Don't be weak. Don't exercise fear. One thing the enemy has, in fact, plenty that he uses is fear. Forget about it. Don't be afraid. Every healing on your health, it has been done. You are not saying amen. Amen. Let's believe. Let's have faith. He said, consider not his own body dead. When he was about 100 years, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Imagine these people. They were talking about one man that was giving birth at 500 years. Is it Noah? 500 years. Abraham, 100 years. I begin to see that most times delay is even God's blessing. Eh? That delay you are experiencing is for the glory of God. They asked Jesus, this man born blind. Ah, his father must have seen. His generation. Ah, a whole lot. We know all manner of things. Just like the way they used to say to these days. Yeah, something has seen. Somebody has seen. Jesus said, no. It's for the glory of God. That delay is not denial. It will come for you. That debt will be paid. In the name of Jesus. So we should stand in faith. We should not be weak. And the Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Lastly, can you give me Hebrews 13 verse 20 to 21? Amen. He said, now the God of peace, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Make you perfect in every good works, to do his will, working in me that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.